Heaven help me. Excuse my French. These animals. I am in need of a strong cup of coffee, which is just as well because I've made one. Oh dear. Let me go and sit down and I will tell you. I've had two shocks and I'm feeling in need of some caffeine. Ah, just what the doctor didn't order. Okay. I just came downstairs. Three of my cats are in the house. You know, for anyone who knows, who's been following me for a while, my cats have their own room. They sleep at night where they're fed, they have their tray. I'm just going to check on the weather. Stop raining now. Are you going out, Pinky? Okay. I knew three of the cats were indoors because I'd seen them all. Now, Candice is a little bitch. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, I'll come to that in a minute. I came down the stairs and near the bottom, I kicked Lammy. Now, that sounds awful. I didn't mean to kick Lammy, but he's profoundly deaf now. And he didn't know I was coming. So I actually kicked him and I nearly went flying. Luckily, there was only a few steps. Yes, you, Candice, you little bitch. Come on, you can go out. You can go in your room. Candice, come on. Candice, you coming? You going? Now Pinky's back in and she's out. No, Pinky's not back in. So luckily, there were only a few steps left at the bottom because no, I was flying. I was going to go head first because I just kicked him and kind of lost my balance. But two things happened. Luckily, I've had nothing in my... Actually, I did. I had two cups in one hand, but I had quick reaction and I managed to put my hand out to touch the wall on the right-hand side. And the other thing was he was only on, I think, the second or third step. So I got my balance again because I landed on my feet, landed on the floor. I think he was probably a bit stunned. It was a hard kick because I was just marching down the stairs quite fast. But he seems to be okay. Now the second thing. I had a piece of Connor's birthday cake. It's been in the fridge since Monday and I thought I'll eat it. But I don't like icing, so I peeled the icing off. And I went to throw it in the food waste bin. Now, earlier in the day, I'd heard a lot of clattering downstairs and I didn't really think much of it. I thought it was Candice because she's a little bitch and she's got hands like a monkey and she opens doors and she can do all sorts of things. And I didn't take any notice. I've got a broken bath panel. She gets in there. I don't know how she does it because it's not really broken. It's just that it's plastic and it fits into the groove on the underside of the lip of the bath, if you know what I mean, the outside of the bath. And it doesn't always stay there. It can ping out of place, but it's not much out of place. But she can pull that open, get inside under the bath, and she can get back out. Any other cat will probably get stuck, but she can thankfully doesn't. I really need to get a new one because it was like that when I moved in 3 years ago, but the housing association said it's my responsibility, even though I'd feel that it's a bit bad because it was broken when we moved in. And they should have made sure that was right. But anyway, that's another story. So I went to throw this piece of icing, which I think is disgusting. The only icing I like is like buttercream, into the bin. It was a Marks and Spencer's cake. It was quite nice. I put my hand out. There was no food waste bin. I looked down on the floor by my feet, or I felt rather, and there was the upside down food waste bin, practically empty. Now in there, well, it was a minefield. Obi got, I didn't have it because I don't eat meat, but they had Morley's last night, which as anyone probably knows, is a chicken shop. And Obi had the 9 bits of chicken for £2 and Connor had 3 bits of chicken. And I can only find one chicken bone, which is rather worrying. I found it floating in the dog's water bowl. But I must say, I don't know if Lamb is eating any of it. He may well have done. I heard him barking, like he was barking like the, he barks to warn me when the cats are doing something wrong, like if they get up on the worktop. And I did come down once, and it was Chief Wackaboo, and I pushed him down. But I think all that crushing must have been Candice. Now, whether he's eaten any of the chicken bones, I don't know. I don't think Niall has. And I'll tell you why. He's a very good dog like that. There was still some food waste on the floor. There was some bread roll from... I had a fish burger thing with a bread roll. And there was stuff like that on the floor. And if he'd have gone and eaten the chicken bones, he would have eaten a lot. There was bits left that the cats didn't want and that Lammy didn't want. So now I wait to see if there's any repercussions. And it's a bit perplexing, but as I don't really know who's eaten it, I think I know who hasn't eaten it. The silly thing is you can lock those food waste bins. You just put the handle over the front and it locks it. She had it out the other week. She can smell when there's chicken bones in there. And no, they've got dried food in their room. They're not starving. She's just really naughty. And I'm not very pleased about it, to be honest. I've picked up what I can off the floor. I don't know if I've missed anything. I'll have to have another look in a minute. There was tea bags. A chicken leg bone in their water. Which obviously nobody fancied. Bread roll. That was practically all that was in there anyway, because I'd emptied it yesterday. So yes, someone has had a load of chicken bones. And it's not good. They might have all had some. Excuse me slurping my coffee, but I'm in need of it. I haven't had a cup of coffee for about 2 weeks. Let me go and have another look and see if I can find any more remnants. I'm not amused about it by a long way, because it's downright dangerous apart from anything else. Apart from the inconvenience that I've got to clear it up. I'm just going to put my phone on the chair here. And I'm just feeling around on the floor. Sorry, that's their water bowl moving. Just found a bit of something. I don't know what that is. It's a plum stone. Well, that's from me. I've eaten that earlier. Okay, let's see what's actually left in its bloody bin. Let me have a look at it. I didn't really look inside. There's an egg. There's a plum that's gone, a couple of plums that's gone off. There's bread roll. There's a few chips. There are no chicken bones. And I know that they were in there because I put them in there myself. That is very, very, very worrying. Find out the way, Lammy. I expect you've had some of them. You've probably had all of them. Oh, help me. Now, are the vet's bills going to kick in? That's not all I'm concerned about, of course. I'm concerned genuinely for their welfare. They have 12 bits of chicken bone. Have gone. Oh, no, sorry, 11. Because one of them I found in the water bowl. These cats, they know what they're after. Whether they were the ones that ended up eating them, I don't know. Lammy could have chased them away. I bet Wackaboo's probably had his fair share. I can't see cats eating the bones, though. They would gnaw at them, but I can't see them eating the whole thing. But I could be wrong. It's a big problem, or it could be, potentially. Anyway, I've actually put my heating on for 5 minutes because it was very, very cold. I've had the back door open a large part of today, and now it's, you know, the sun was out and it was warm, but then it rained and it's not very warm out there now.
Alert. Low battery. 20% on battery remaining.
Okay, I've got low battery. So I'm going to clear off for now and
dismiss.
Remember to lock my food waste bin in future.